Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, and it's a beautiful Saturday afternoon, and we thank you so much for taking time to share with us this time, this hour, every Saturday. Sometimes it's on a Sunday if we get bumped by a ball game, and this happens to be one of those days, and so we're here actually on a Sunday at 3 p.m. Pacific time. We broadcast live, and we also stream live at richarddugan.com and newspress.com, and we encourage you to tell your friends. You can also email us at richard@richarddugan.com. This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. We are giving you choices and knowledge of those choices to help make your dreams come true. And we certainly hope that things are going well for you as we have entered into a new month. And for some, it's a rather auspicious month, especially because the 11th day of this 11th month of the 11th year of the 21st century, if you want to look at it that way. I wonder what it must have been like in the 11th century or in 1111. That would have been very interesting. I refer to those days that have zeros and ones in them as binary days. And we are in the last of those, the 11th of this month, until the year 2100. And then we will have more binary days. For what that's worth, it's just a piece of useless trivia for you to contemplate and consider and meditate upon. And we certainly hope that you won't waste too much time on that. What we hope that you will take time to do is consider the possibility of, as we've said before, creating in your life the things that you truly want, that you truly desire, that are important to you. I don't know what they are, and I wouldn't even start to suggest things to you. I think that's, I remember somebody doing that to me saying, okay, I want you to think of something, and whatever the term was, it was very generic, but I'm not going to give you any examples because I don't want to hinder or interfere with or contaminate, if you will, your imagination, your thought process. Well, again, it's up to you as to what you want, but today what we're going to do is we're going to take a look at how you can do that. Practical, conscious creation. Daily techniques to manifest your desires. My guest, returning guest, is Jackie Lappin. She's also the author of The Art of Conscious Creation. Jackie, welcome back to Tell Me Your Story.
I'm delighted to be here, Richard. I always love spending time with you.
You know, it's thank you so much. It's really interesting because, I mean, this is your second book in this series, if you will, or at least as far as this conscious creation. I mean, we've had people on who are one gentleman on talking about conscious creative movies to help your, I guess, suppose stimulate your imagination in some sense to realize that it doesn't take much and you can do this. And it seems like those messages are getting out more and more, not just through the movies, but even some television programs. And obviously, the books abound about this whole concept. Some people will use the terms The Secret. They'll use the term Law of Attraction, and it goes by many other names, I'm sure. Where did you come up with, or how did this term conscious creation evolve from?
Well, I think that, you know, I was being given this term at the same time that a lot of other people were. I think there's when the universe wants to get a concept out into the world, it doesn't just give it to one messenger, it gives them to a lot of messengers. And I'm not sure whether I actually dreamed it up all on my own or whether it was somehow, given to me or whether it was actually something that I saw. But I know that it just became, a description of what I understood to be happening. And to be able to actually have some influence over our futures. And that was really the key message, that we could consciously create a future rather than letting life happen to us, which is really what the first book, The Art of Conscious Creation, is all about, how to manage your personal frequency so that you can, in fact, consciously create and actually have results that are commensurate with what it is that you're choosing to want to have happen in your life.
Well, what I'm finding difficult to understand, and I know I'm not alone, I suppose I subscribe to that 100th monkey theory that if I've thought of it, so have others. The frustration that some of us are experiencing, especially in these times, as I will use that term, is that this whole aspect of creating what we want, it seems as though it's not working for some of us. And for many of us, we've been tossed out of our homes, our jobs, our families. This isn't what I wanted to create. I mean, I know that I didn't want to create that, but guess what? That's where some people find themselves. And then they get into a situation of them, the individual who has been tossed out, against the others. And so now we have conflict, and we have confrontation, and we have bitterness and anger and resentment because the haves and the have-nots, and it just seems to be perpetuating that scenario rather than creating one's heartfelt desires.
And I feel very deeply for people who are in that experience, and it is terribly saddening when somebody has worked very hard for something and to see it slip away. Every time I see, you know, closed down stores and restaurants, I know that people really sunk their savings and their life in something, and it's sad. But I do know that there are ways to begin to pull out of a downspin, and that's what we're going to be talking about here.
Yes.
That's why my books are about practical conscious creation, very specific steps to change your life. I think that each of us, you address the fact of the secret, and I want to go specifically to that as we get into this. One of the reasons that that visualization did not and has not worked for many people is because they are vibrating in a low frequency at the same time that they're holding out their ideals of what they want to have happen. And that is like giving the universe completely mixed messages. When you are vibrating, and we'll talk about how that functions, and you're vibrating things that are fearful and anger and all of those kinds of things, then the universe is, that's what it's hearing. It's not hearing your high ideals and what you want. So what that's really some of the key part of this message about conscious creation. What conscious creation is, and what we're really talking about here, is energy management, personal frequency management. We are we are totally energy, and the energy that we put that we are is obviously a physical body where you're little electrons and atoms, but all thoughts and our emotions are also energy that we put out into the world. And that energy goes out and does something. It either impacts something like a domino effect, or it attracts something back, which is what law of attraction is. You're attracting back certain kinds of energy. So we are vibrating in either in a complete range of frequency, and in the low range of that frequency is fear and anxiety and worry and distrust and anger and all these negative experiences. And when we're vibrating that, that's what we're attracting back. That's when we're unconsciously creating our lives, because that's what that's coming back to us. And that's when life is difficult. That's when you're having money troubles. That's when you're having relationship issues. That's when you hate your job and all kinds of other negative things. And when you're experiencing that, that's like driving a car with the brakes on. Now, on the other hand, if you're vibrating in the high range, which is love, compassion, joy, gratitude, trust in the universe, you are vibrating at the same level of the universe, which vibrates at the level of love, the highest frequency. So when you're vibrating there, the universe is actually carrying you along. That's when you see synchronicities happen. That's when doors open. That's when life gets easy, when the path gets clear. And what's really incredibly amazing is when you are consciously creating at that level, then you begin to see things manifest very quickly. And I have to say, it's very Pavlovian, because when you're doing it, you're thinking, oh, man, this is so good. I want to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
So it begins to train you to do that. But the choice is to either, just sort of go along, or to consciously shift into a high vibration to manage your personal frequency. And when you do, you begin to see a shift, and that means thinking and being in a different emotional level than you would ordinarily. I mean, I'm not a naturally glass half full person. I had to learn that, and I have to train myself into that. I have to think about my energy habits, which is what many of us do. We get into bad energy habits. We obsess about things. We get angry and frustrated. We denigrate ourselves. You know, I'm not good enough. I'm not this enough. I'm whatever. You're just, you know, re-energizing all that negative frequency. And when you begin to be able to recognize that and consciously change that and shift, in my first book, The Art of Conscious Creation, has 25 guiding universal principles on how to do that, then you begin to see change. And things get a whole lot easier. You know, there are times when, you know, we're in that negative energy space, and there are times when we're just having a bad day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you might spill coffee on yourself, and then all of a sudden the day spirals out. You know, you stub your toe, you know, et cetera. When you start into one of those spirals, because you can feel it happen, you can feel when you get upset and you're angry and a day just gets worse and worse and worse and worse. You know, I know that on the day that I come to the computer with a big knot in my stomach over something, that's the day my computer has trouble.
Yeah.
That's the day it becomes, because we're emoting energy that affects everything around us. Our plants, our animals, our inanimate objects. So, and that's when it brings back negative stuff. So I am very cognizant now, thinking, oh my God, when I'm in one of those states, ooh, tomorrow's not going to be a good day if I don't pull out of this right now.
Right.
So I make a shift. Now, there are some fun ways just to shift that energy really quick. Now, for me, I have 280 roses. So I go out literally and smell the roses.
Mm-hmm.
But other people can do this. They can go out and exercise. They can go out and get into nature. They can play with their kids. They can play with their animals. They can play music or listen to music. They can read a book. They can do whatever brings them joy. Get yourself into a place where you're just thinking about some wonderful experience you had or somebody who loves you. Put yourself in a state of love or joy, and that will automatically, or gratitude, any of those will automatically start shifting your energy.
You said something earlier that I think people are starting to take a little bit of a look at, and that has to do with choice. That's one of the things, of course, that we deal with here, giving people choices and knowledge of those choices. And when I say that, it's like, okay, here are the 10 principles, or in your case, say in your first book, you're 25. Mm-hmm. All right, I can hand those to somebody, but if I don't give them a little bit more information, like the rest of the book, it's not really going to help them. Here's a hammer. Someone's never seen a hammer before.
Right.
Well, okay, now you can go build. Really? And how do I use this, you say, hammer? So we try to bring forth the edifying information that goes along with these different tools to help people. When it comes to choice, there are some who basically feel, and I have from time to time thought, well, this is just my lot in life, and this is where I'm going to stay, and you know, I just have to get used to it, and there's nothing really that I can do to get myself out of this place and into that higher place that, boy, those guys up there, they really look like they're having a lot of fun, but that's not the environment I was born into, and I'm locked into this space. What are some of the first steps when accessing the practical aspects of conscious creation so that I can start to look at those up higher than me who are having that wonderful time, which I would like to share in, but, you know, I wasn't born into that environment, so I guess that's not for me. How do I begin the process of raising myself up?
Well, let's talk about the 7 steps to consciously creating your life, because this is really where it begins. The first thing is that you accept responsibility that you are responsible for your own life and begin taking charge. You know, yes, we can all allow ourselves to feel like we are at the mercy of everything else, or we can simply say, I'm responsible here. I can do something. I can change. I am going to take a new path. And that's the first thing, because when you do that, you're no longer a victim. That's when you start really influencing the course of your life. That's step one, number one. The second is to access your current frequency and your vibrational level and recognize how you lower your frequency as you go about your daily life. That's what we were talking about, you know, checking on your energy habits.
Right.
The third is begin the process of personal frequency management, taking the steps to raise your frequency. That's number three. Number four is to decide what you want to experience in your future with clarity. Set your intentions. This is where you begin to consciously create your future. And you be, you know, but you have to be somewhat realistic. You know, I mean, I know that I need a certain amount of money to, you know, for the next 2 months. I establish that amount of money. That's what I need. That's what I want. Or whatever it might happen to be. Now, understand this is not necessarily about cars and houses and things like that. It's about quality of life. So you need more time. You need somebody to help you with somebody. You need somebody to come along and give you some guidance in a certain way. You need some coaching. Whatever is going to make your life better and easier, that's what you're consciously creating. Then you commence the visualization process. That's where you actually create a mind movie of having been, you're actually, as if you were actually there and experiencing it, as if it was already in your life. And you want to feel what you're feeling, the joy, the peace, the, you know, the love, the, you know, the satisfaction, because your emotions are the express mail to the cosmic post office. That's what the universe is actually responding to more than anything else, is your emotions. So you want to feel it. Now, here's really the next step, the sixth step, and that's becoming an actionary. And that's taking a key step, moving off the couch, essentially, doing something on the path to where you want to go. Mm-hmm. Now, there's one of the articles. There's 70 little individual articles in Practical Conscious Creation, Daily Techniques to Manifest Your Desires, this new book. And each one deals with a little aspect or unique teaching that has some very practical steps in it. And in this particular one I'm thinking of, it's about commitment. And it talks about what happens when you make a commitment. You know, most people think the world is against them. But the truth is, the world, the universe actually conspires on your behalf. When you take the first step, all kinds of interesting things begin to happen. That's when doors begin to open. That's when, even if you don't know where you're going, you'll be guided to the next step. That's when the pathway becomes clear. That's when you'll get some intuition or something of the like. In this article, we talk about the fact that, you know, here's this Indiana Jones character. And the bad guys are chasing him, and he comes running up to this giant chasm, and there's no bridge across the chasm. And then this wise little creature says, "Take the first step." And mm-hmm. so he does. Mm-hmm. And when he takes the first step, then the first step of the bridge appears. And then he takes the next one, and the next step. He's operating in faith that it's going to happen, and it does. And so that's the way the universe works. You take that first step. You know, God helps those who help themselves. Mm-hmm. Take your first step, and the next one will become apparent. So that is step six. And then step seven is to incorporate practical conscious creation practices in everything you do. Break it down into specific kinds of values and activities, and we can talk a little bit more about those, what those are, and begin to incorporate them. This whole book is just filled with them, mm-hmm. And so that you can then incorporate these into your daily life so that you become a better, faster manifester. And you can see results more quickly than you would otherwise. So that's really the process of getting yourself to the point when you become this practical conscious creator.
I'm going to ask you when we come back to talk also about this whole aspect of conscious creation and the universe as we are a part therein. This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan. Stay tuned.
Tell me your stories. I'll do my best to understand you.
And that's what we're trying to do here. Understand. We're trying to do more than just trying to understand. That doesn't sound right. Trying to try. Okay, let's throw that one out and we'll just keep moving forward. But that's a whole interesting aspect and we will get into that another time. But I want to talk with Jackie Lappin, who is our guest here on Tell Me Your Story. And we're talking about her latest book, Practical. Yes, I can say it without stumbling through it. Practical Conscious Creation. I think I'll practically create a better way of more articulately speaking. And this is the second time you've been on our program. It's really a great to have you here. I wanted to ask you, in light of the universe, whether in whole or in part, now, this is one that's kind of, I'm going to say, challenging, in that we are individuals, and I say allegedly or supposedly, each one of us has choice, individual choice. We get to uniquely choose the direction of our life. I can choose to turn this knob, flip that switch, take a drink of this, walk out the door, whatever. I get to choose those things. And you made the comment in the last segment before we took our break about listening to the voice, if you will, the intuition. Now, that intuition, that voice is coming from somewhere that's telling you what to do next, what step next to take. And it's coming from somewhere. Now, some will say it's our higher self. It's our spiritual self. Some say it's the universal mind, what have you. Everybody has different names for it. The conclusion, as I see it, is that it's coming from one source. I've always told people the only guarantee I will ever give you in this life is that if you listen to and follow that voice, it will never, ever take you in the wrong direction. It may challenge you. It will never hurt you. It will never take you into hurtful situations. That's your choice, if you will. But in a manner of speaking, Jackie, we are all sort of cogs in the whole universal machine, like the trillions of cells in each of our bodies. Those trillions of cells work in unison, but they don't all do the same thing. So where does our individuality in terms of consciously creating the desires of our hearts, if you will, and or minds, where does that mesh with the listening to this voice, which, from my understanding, is not going to give Jackie Lappin direction to go off in a direction that she may want, but isn't best for the whole, and it doesn't keep, shall we say, the machine moving forward. And it's the only term I can think of right now. How do we juxtapose those two concepts? Do you see where I'm going with this?
Well, I think so. I mean, the first thing to recognize, again, this is also, again, energy. Our souls are the energy that come into this planet and into this body, essentially, and it pre-existed before this life, and it will exist after this life. And it has a connection with this all-knowing source. Now, that soul is sometimes in conflict with our earthly desires, our earthly egos, the belief systems that we've built up, which basically may, in fact, point us in directions that are not in our highest goods, just simply because, you know, for example, sugar is poison to all of us, but man, it sure tastes good. That's my personal challenge, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, our soul would really not want us having that chocolate or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
but our little minds and egos and bodies just really want to.
Okay.
But if we listen to that voice that says, this is not good for you, here is what you should be eating, wouldn't we be a whole lot healthier? So it is that benevolent universe that is really looking after us. And if we choose to elect to choose along those lines,
mm-hmm.
they will that our lives will be easy, smooth, we'll live healthy, we'll be in a lot less pain and suffering than if we choose to listen to that other part of us.
And now there's an interesting point you make. listening to the voice and following its prompting, as I like to say, isn't going to create a utopia for your life. At least, not the kind of utopia you might think.
But at least it's going to point you in the right direction.
Yes.
And, you know, I talk about one of the exercises that both is on, you know, I have a video tip on my website at JackieLappin.com. I have several of them, actually, and mm-hmm. there are more coming. And one of them is where we talk about consciously creating your day. And there's an exercise about how to actually start your day by consciously creating what you want to have happen. And instead of thinking about, oh, God, my boss hates me, and I'm going to have a fight with him, and you know, and this deadline's looming, and I'm not going to make it. Instead of doing that, you actually envision the day doing exactly as you really want it to happen, these wonderful things transpiring. And in my case, I like to throw my pink love net over people and just, you know, let that love net set on them and love them all up, and, you know, so that we're all in concert and joy and love with each other. Mm-hmm. And I envision that person coming over and patting me on the back and saying, oh, great job. I really, really loved working with you. And, you know, we want to do this again and keep up the good work. I envision it how I want to see it happen. Now, the answer to that is your day may not turn out exactly as you envision it, but it's going to turn out a whole lot better than if you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you continue to vibrate all that negative fear and anxiety. So as soon as you begin to consciously create your day, it may not be perfect, but it's going to be better.
Mm-hmm. How does my making these various choices and consciously creating my world, how does it affect / interfere with the choices of somebody, that person there in the workplace, that person in my relationships, in my family, in my neighborhood, or wherever it is that I travel about during the day?
Well, let me just talk about how raising your frequency impacts people around you. I think that's more to the point in this particular situation.
And by the way, what you're about to say goes to the point of an old saying that is not true, that you cannot change another person.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
When you change your frequency and raise your frequency, you will see others change around you. You will find that they treat you differently, or that in your treating them differently, they respond differently. When you go into a situation expecting the worst from people, that is exactly what you will get. If you go into a situation and say, I'm going to expect the best of this, I'm going to expect them to really, really do a great job, and it is so much more likely that that is what you will see when you expect that of somebody.
Yeah.
When you choose to be happier, choose to overlook negative, you know, your people's failures in your estimation, when you stop being in judgment, when you go into a situation with a smile and just say, I'm gonna float through this. Whatever happens is gonna be good, and I'm going to accept the whatever's gonna come out of it. And if there's something that isn't to my immediate liking, I'm going to turn it into a positive by looking at it differently. When you walk into that situation, you're going to see a change in the climate, and it could be. And it's going to be one of a couple ways. Either they're going to change positively and surprise you,
mm-hmm.
or they may just drop away. And that happens in a lot of times in relationships. When you become a conscious creator and positive, sometimes the relationship doesn't survive because that person cannot get out of their own way,
mm.
and they don't get it. But on the other hand, sometimes in a relationship, a person will look at you and say, oh, man, I want some of that. You remember when Harry met Sally?
Yeah.
You know, I want some of that.
I'll have what she's having.
Exactly. And that's exactly when, you know, people will look around and say, I want to be more like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they will consciously change. So sometimes it's an unconscious shift on their part, responding to how you're shifting, and sometimes it's a conscious shift.
I also give people warnings about this radio program. and this is true You can. I warn people that, and I usually warn them at the end, because then it's too late. Once you have heard what our guests have had to say, you have to deal with it. Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But it's in there. You cannot delete it. You cannot erase it. You cannot remove it.
Yeah.
It is there. Mm-hmm. Now, the other aspect of it, too, and someone said this to me, says, well, yeah, that's fine, well, and good. However, the person listening to the program who hears that warning is already listening to the program, so what difference does it make now? I mean, they obviously must have tuned in because they were guided to, even if it was unconscious on their part. They just were flipping the dial or what have you. Nonetheless, it's very interesting how sometimes just a couple of words that you have said or I have said may flip a little switch, of which there are millions within us, to begin to open up and to raise that vibration and that frequency.
Well, and not only that, you know, when somebody gets this, they begin to pass it along. It's a ripple effect.
Yeah.
And I've seen this happen so many times. I really love, I mean, there's something so gratifying when people send me emails and say, you have changed my life. You know, just understanding this principle. And they then go out and say, I want to share this with people. And so anytime that you get a shift, it's a blessing because you're going to radiate that shift outward.
Now, that goes to my next question, Jackie Lappin, author of Practical Conscious Creation, Daily Techniques to Manifest Your Desires. Why do you care one hoot whether Richard Dugan or anybody else listening creates whatever they want in their lives? Why doesn't Jackie just go out and mind her own business and consciously create whatever she wants and leave the rest of us alone?
That's not mutually exclusive, Richard. Well, first of all, it is my mission in life. I have two missions. The first mission is to help people understand that they can be conscious creators and make them conscious creators so that they live a healthier, happier life. My second is to help other people who are already teaching and conscious and giving this gift of consciousness to the world, whether they're authors, speakers, and coaches, retailers, service providers, healers, information purveyors, whatever that they are doing to change and uplift the world. It is my the other part of my life is to give them an opportunity to connect with their next customers and clients and students worldwide. It is to make them more successful. And that's the other part of my life. I do a couple of other things that are my mission to help create greater consciousness in the world by making those people more successful. One of those is a radio media tour where I offer authors to 2,000 personal growth radio shows, and the other is Life Wisdom Network, which is a marketplace and directory of the consciousness movement, a virtual village that brings together all of those people in one place where they can be found and where they can really have a greater impact. We haven't launched that yet. We're going to launch it right after the first of the year. And if people want to go to the website, they can go take a look at it. It's lifewisdomnetwork.com. There's a little red mark and wording on the top that says, you know, we're not ready for you yet, but if you want to learn more about this, put your name in here, and we'll send you a little video tour when we get ready to go. But so for me, you know, there is no purpose in this life if I am not here teaching, helping, living in service. But I'm also of the belief that given if people did not have financial considerations to worry about, if they had all the money in the world and all the time in the world, and by the way, that's one of the lessons that you can use in a practical conscious creation to figure out what it is you really want to do with your life.
Mm-hmm.
What would I do if I had, if money and time were no object? But I firmly believe that if people, in fact, were not bogged down in the rest of the baggage in their lives, they would want to be serving other people or animals or serving the world, the planet.
Exactly. In service.
Yes.
That's one of our sayings around here is, and it's short and it's simple. We are here to serve. And that's the bottom line. Before we wrap up the program, and we just have about a couple minutes left, you've answered one of my questions. I'm going to put it out there, but you've already answered, and they usually ask people, so What is it that you hope to or want to achieve with this book or these books? And you've answered that rather eloquently, so I'm going to move on to the next question, which is, who is Jackie Lappin?
Well, you know, I was a conscious creator from the time I was 11. I told my parents I wanted to be a sports writer, and at 20 I was at the Detroit Free Press, and 21 I was at the Associated Press, and 22 I was at the Washington Post. So I was doing this even though I didn't know what it was. And then I went on to have a bi-coastal PR agency, but I then started on my own spiritual journey about 5 years ago, and out of that I saw this pattern of energy management that wasn't being addressed in any of the books. So I believed it was it was something for me that I needed to convey to the world. And it's really, I think, you know, my joy is in bringing people to this point of fulfilling their lives. And I do that in just so many different ways. You know, there's a great little practice, a tip on the website, JackieLappin.com, on the money tree. And it's how to shift from being in a negative place of lack to a place of abundance. And you can then even go and get your own little money tree image on the website after you download the or watch the video on how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I have, you know, there's a newsletter there where people can come. But there's also a manifesting tip every day that you can get. I just believe that the gifts that I'm being given are those that I want to share with people. This book actually came out of a newsletter that I do every other week that gives people unique little, bite-sized pieces of information. And so what we did, we just assembled it all in the book. So I encourage people to avail themselves of this kind of practical application in a way. You know, most of the time, conscious creation is all about creating one image of what you want for your life. This is really about living it day to day. And, and for me, certainly, I have to remind myself daily. You know, we actually write and teach what we all need to learn, you know, as teachers.
Yeah.
And so I am constantly on, you know, in the process of learning as well. So, that's kind of who I am. I'm an evolving a spiritual soul and one who wants to share.
Well, I want to thank you for sharing with us on the program, and I want to encourage people to go to your website, JackieLappin.com, pick up your book, whether it be the latest, which is Practical Conscious Creation, Daily Techniques to Manifest Your Desire, or the previous book, The Art of Conscious Creation. Jackie, thank you so much for sharing this time with us.
Oh, Richard, it was a pleasure to be here, and I hope that all of your listeners become conscious creators so they can manifest whatever it is that they desire.
And finding that desire is the first step. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. We encourage you to join us every Saturday, normally Saturdays at 3 p.m. Pacific time. You can listen to us live on the internet at richarddugan.com and newspress.com, and you can email me, richard@richarddugan.com. Until next Saturday, love to all.